Hello, advanced tier patrons and intermediate plus tier patrons. Welcome to Talking Tactics, where this week I'm going to be having a look at the Duracell Bunny.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Yeah, possibly the hardest working player in the Premier League. That's Conor Gallagher of Chelsea, who has incredible fitness levels and is actually just a damn right bloody pest if you're playing against him. And I wanted to have a little focus on him because I think he's got a major role to play in the fact that Chelsea's results have improved recently. Obviously, particularly highlighted by these big game occasions where I think most of us can see that he does a job as a defensive 10 and goes and pressurises the ball and particularly pivot players. We're going to show you clips from the start of the games against Tottenham and Manchester City, where he obviously goes in aggressively against Bissouma and Rodri, respectively. But first of all, I'm going to show you this because I think this is quite interesting. These are three heat maps of Gallagher and Chelsea's average position of players from three games earlier this season. And the reason I've highlighted these three is because I think the light bulb moment comes for Pochettino in the Fulham game. So the first game on the left is the Liverpool game. Gallagher is obviously 23. As you can see there, right, deepest midfield player. A lot of people thought this was a back three for Chelsea. Look at 24 James, 21 Chilwell. But it was very much a back four, as we learned in weeks going on later. But Gallagher, the deepest player. Now, in terms of him protecting a back four or a back three or whatever, absolutely fine. But you're not getting the best out of him in terms of his pressing, right? The middle game here is the game against Luton. And the reason I highlighted this one is was I did have a feeling that something might have changed once Caicedo came back in the team. But as you can see here from this middle graphic against Luton, which was game week three, I think, from memory, you can see Caicedo 25 now in the team, but 8 Enzo Fernandez, far more advanced than Gallagher. They both played as eights, but Gallagher played a little bit kind of like played a little bit kind of similar role to what Maddison does for Tottenham, right? Much further on than the right side of eight. The light bulb moment game, I think, is the one on the right, which is the game at Fulham, which was the Monday night game, where, as you can see now, 8 Fernandez, 25 Caicedo, double pivot, basically, and Gallagher more advanced as number 23. Bit of a lean here to the right-hand side. That's probably nuances in terms of tactical, and I think, as seen probably with Chelsea's second goal, they were setting traps for Fulham down their left-hand side, which proved really important. There's a clip really early in that game where Gallagher actually wins a tackle that forces a chance for Armando Breuer, who really should score with a chance. Breuer's number 19, the centre forward here. But I think that game and the fact that Chelsea won it fairly routinely and got their goals from one from a counter-attacking situation, and the second, as I said, winning the ball really high, I think was the light bulb moment. Fernandez is, let's be honest, is probably a better controlling footballer than Gallagher. Gallagher's all energy, right? Enzo Fernandez is a footballer. So how can you get the best out of him? Well, Chelsea have a lot of the ball. So let's get Fernandez a little bit deeper and let's get Gallagher running in and supporting these quick players further up the field. And it allows Chelsea to have a greater opportunity, in my opinion, of winning the ball higher. The other reason I wanted to highlight this is to show you this next graphic because I've seen this before. These three shots you can probably see from the player labelled at the top is Dele Alli. What's the reference here to Dele? Well, these games are from the 2015-16 season at Tottenham, which was Dele's first season with Tottenham. And this isn't a compare Dele and a compare Gallagher, but the light bulb moments happened similarly. The first game you see here on the left is Dele's first start, a home game against Crystal Palace, which from memory was game week 5 or game week 6. In that season. And you can see players ahead of him, 11 Lamella, 7 Son, was also his home league debut as well, 22 is Chadley, Harry Kane 10, yeah, Harry Kane is only the advanced midfielder, Dele Alli 20 in front of a real anchor player, number 15, Eric Dier. Move forward, the middle shot is from what many Liverpool fans will remember as Jurgen Klopp's first game in charge of Liverpool, yes, 0-0 game. And you can see there, Dele 20 next to 19, Moussa Dembele, and again ahead of that We've got a little bit of variation. No Son this time. Number 23 is Christian Eriksen. And if you're wondering about the bunching of Tottenham's players, they did alternate positions quite a lot during the course of the game. So that's why on these graphics, they do look all central and all play central. But you can see there, Dele 20, Dembele 19, double pivot. And that was, people said it was a light bulb game for Liverpool in terms of right at the start of something under Jurgen Klopp, which of course it was. But it was also a light bulb moment for Pochettino at Tottenham. Because in the games prior to that, he'd been playing Dele with Eric Dier. And Eric Dier didn't play this game because he was suspended. And Moussa Dembele, number 19, had, it's hard to believe, was playing as the 10. And he did that for about five or six games. And Dembele started playing well. The problem with Dembele was nobody knew if they could be trusted in a central midfield position. After this game, they learned that he could. And these two players performed very well. But Dele was always going to provide more at the attacking side of the game than Dembele, right? Dembele is a controlling player. Think of that upper body strength, the way he used to dominate games from Tottenham. Dele's not that sort of player. Dele moved, as you can see from the right-hand image, which is the first game moving into the new year in 2016, a game at Everton, where you might remember him chesting a long ball from Toby Alderweireld and volleying in an absolutely brilliant goal. I mean, that's centre forward, isn't it? If you're looking at that one, obviously the shot on the right here, he's obviously attacking upwards because it's an away game rather than attacking down as the previous two show. So that's Dele near enough centre forward. And from kind of the Liverpool game onwards, he became essentially second striker, if you will, behind Harry Kane. A number 10 that wouldn't have the qualities of a Madison, dare I say, or even, you know, to use a Chelsea reference, Gianfranco Zola, for example, but someone who certainly chip in with the goals and have an impact at the top end. And Dele, of course, was a really good presser. I've referenced in the past him being one of the best defensive tens in his peak that I've ever seen. I remember him dragging Jorginho all over the pitch one night at Wembley in a game we won 3-1. He was outstanding, more because of his off-the-ball work than his on-the-ball work. And that's where the link comes into Gallagher. Going to show you clips now from the Tottenham game. Yeah, I'm going to put myself through it, but the start was okay. I'm only going to show you the start. And the reason that we're going to do that is Chelsea don't have a lot of the ball in the opening 5 minutes of this game, but it do actually have quite a bit of it in the first 5 minutes against Manchester City. And I want to show you some of the differences in Gallagher from the two games, despite playing essentially the same role as a 10. So Tottenham go for a press, Chelsea forced to go long. We see Gallagher just beyond centre circle. And he's in close proximity already with Bissouma. As Bissouma comes short, he's off and he's into him. And actually, Sterling gets a nick on it. And Jackson's nearly in 12 seconds into the game. Try and force Tottenham to go long. Tottenham want to play. And it's a throw-in. And you can see Gallagher sticking close to Bissouma really early on. That's his primary role here. Look, Bissouma goes short for the throw-in. Gallagher's going, well, if you're going to do that, I'm going to come with you. You're not going to have time to settle. Don't mind so much if it goes into him, but he's not going to have settled to be able to turn or do anything with it. Gallagher's there for the block again. So Chelsea have won two high turnovers in the opening 40 seconds of the game. Tottenham play their way out neatly. It's a foul on Kulusevski. Free kick. There's a number of things that he does in this game that's interesting. This is a quick free kick that gets retaken. Obviously, he wants to go in tight against Bissouma from behind. So if he's facing his own goal, we're going to put the pressure on. But what he does a lot of that you'll see here is he stops the passing line. And he actually goes for a press on Tottenham's goal, but he's right to do so, which is interesting. So you see Gallagher right behind Bissouma. Bissouma's on the move a lot. Gallagher checks his shoulder. So now he's in front. So now it's about stopping the passing line. Now I'm not going to let it go into you. And he knows he's got Casado and Fernandes behind him as cover. If the unlikely pass to Bissouma was found, if Bissouma moves off his shoulder, and that can happen, he's not got eyes in the back of his head. You can see him down on this side. Bissouma's here again and goes in for the foul and goes in through Doggy. Kicks the ball away as well. And that's probably a yellow card in game week one, but it's not now. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Although Harry never got booked at the end of the Man City game, by the way, is a little bit of a mystery. And he is a player that will get yellow cards. So here he's shielded into Udogie and he's told Palmer to go with Bissouma. Now watch here. So Gallagher comes back into Bissouma and he's always talking and giving instruction to others. You'll see at certain points of this. So he's looking to get word to Palmer. Yep. What are you going to do? Because this side, there's a problem with Johnson short. So this is plenty of space. This side, there's a ball in for Son in behind. Comes into Udogie on the underlap. Comes back across. no damage done. This is a little bit uncomfortable. Again, Gallagher is around Bissouma. Yeah, it's ugly play. And it ends up getting played down the channel by Disasai. And Tottenham have the ball back. Gallagher centre circle, prepared to come out and push. It's a strange back pass from Mickey van der Ven. Puts Vicario under a lot of pressure, but Chelsea aren't coming full press. Gallagher is there with Bissouma. You're not going to pass into him. He's even feeling him in the back there. You're not going to pass into him. And they try and force van der Ven down the line, which should do. Maddison comes short, therefore. Casado, yeah, arguably, it's maybe not a foul. But Chelsea have clearly got a structure there in terms of their setup. And one of the key principles here is about passing on instruction. And I think Gallagher is captain and central to moving players about off the ball. Partly as well because his role is a little bit more simplified, right? He's got to be responsible for Bissouma. At certain points, Palmer's got to think about Udogie or what Johnson's doing or what Maddison's doing. Again, Gallagher giving himself kind of a half position where he's blocking passing line for Bissouma, but potentially ready to press into van der Ven if necessary, if Palmer can't come and do that, for example. And he would angle his run in that case to make sure that van der Ven couldn't pass into Bissouma. And again, there has to be a little bit of trust and relationship that if Bissouma moves off his shoulders, that a Fernandes or a Caseda will pick that up behind. But that's awkward. Look at the position of Maddison here and also Doggy centre circle, right? It makes it tough. It's a turnover. Bissouma gets closed down by Gallagher and Sterling. Deals with it fine. Plays into Saar. Porro gives it away. And Chelsea are now going to give it away in a moment as well. Maddison tries a kind of ugly looking ball over the top, I think, which possibly hits Fernandes' hand. Play on. And then Saar's going to send Son away and he's marginally offside. The shot is tame in any case. Can play it on. Advantage given. No reason to stop the game from there. Where's our man Gallagher? Is he showing on the ball? We don't know because Sky wants to show us a replay, which regular listeners and viewers of Talking Tactics will know it's one of my biggest bugbearers. The ball is in play. Can we not do replays, please? Because what's happening here? Right. Chelsea have gone to the left-hand side. Ball's back at Silva and Tottenham are obviously going for a firm press. Interesting here, Gallagher's deep and Bissouma allows Colwill to advance down that side rather than coming across to close. So I think Gallagher's already had a psychological a little bit in Bissouma's head where he's thinking, well, you're coming to me. You're going to be my man. You can see them there again together. Look at Udogie bringing Palmer inside. Gallagher's making sure this ball's not going into Bissouma. Van der Ven and Vicario exchange passes. Here comes the press. This is the goal. So Gallagher follows it through because he's also blocking the passing line into Bissouma. Here's that ball forced down the left-hand side, I believe, by Chelsea. And this pass from Maddison is pass of the game. And it looks simplistic, but it's an absolutely brilliant pass. And Kulusevski obviously gets fortuitous with the shot that gets deflected in. One of the criticisms of Gallagher, which people shouldn't take notice of, is that Gallagher can't play a pass like that pass from Maddison. He's a different type of player. Gary Mantle spoke about this a little bit on Clash of Correspondents. Maybe he's not flashy enough for people in terms of his ball skill set. But he's decent technically, right? He takes a few of the set pieces. I know that's been a little bit of a whinge for some Chelsea fans. But he's good technically. He strikes the ball well. He just doesn't have quite the creative eye in the way that a James Maddison does. We're going to pause this here as Maddison plays the pass. And just to show you like how good that pass is, he is helped a little bit in the sense he's got two targets. He's got Porro and Saar. The point being, and this is why the comparison shouldn't happen, is just accept that Gallagher's a different footballer. Because I think Gallagher in that position just pops it short 10 yards into Bissouma, who's actually goal side of Gallagher and can carry forward and drive. And there would be nothing wrong with that pass. Maddison's just a little bit more risky in the way that he plays and feeds the pass off over a longer distance. As said, I think he has helped that he's got two targets in there, Porro and Saar. Where Gallagher's gone and pressed into Vicario, he's absolutely fine, as I said. He's come into the back of Bissouma. The ball goes back to the goalkeeper and he absolutely knows that he's in Bissouma and Vicario's line. So he can leave Bissouma and go in for the press. And to be honest, Tottenham work it really well and it leads to a really good goal. Okay, now we're going to show you the Manchester City game. Same from Gallagher in the centre circle. Chelsea kicking off, trying to rouse his teammates as captain. Fairly natural and standard. And as said, Chelsea have a little bit more of the ball in this one than they had in the Tottenham game. There's some interesting things that Gallagher does. Now, it don't take a rocket scientist to know here that Gallagher's going to try and stop Rodri. Once Chelsea lined up this way, we kind of know that's what's going to happen. You can see there, Rodri actually has a look over his shoulder for Gallagher really early, because I think Rodri's thinking, well, I know what he's going to do. And here he is. He comes out on this left-hand side, and there's that short pass. Exactly what, and it is the right pass, by the way. That wouldn't have been on for Gallagher to play a pass in the way Maddison does. And Chelsea end up in a similar position to what Tottenham did via Kulusevski, just this time it's with Reece James. The short pass had the same impact, and it's the right pass. I could show you the steal, the long pass isn't on, but I think Gallagher will always pick that more simplistic pass, and that's absolutely fine, by the way. So Chelsea have ball, and City don't press as well as, or let's say aggressively, in the way Tottenham did against Chelsea, or actually in the way Chelsea did to Tottenham. This is where I say sometimes it's quite comfortable to play against City. This is comfortable for Chelsea. Gallagher well out of shot. Balls at Sanchez's feet. And it's not a hard press. Haaland around Casado. Like, he's quite comfortable. It's very, very different in terms of the press. And once this ball goes back, Alvarez is already on the move. So Sanchez goes long. And you can see Gallagher near there with Ruben Diaz. And that's because City's idea, when he's on the wrong side of Rodri, is to have one of the centre-backs step out. You can see it coming again. And Gallagher deals with that really well. Unlucky from Jackson with the layoff. Nearly gets Sterling in. If it's not a cheater, and I mean like the animal, like Kyle Walker, then possibly does get in there. Here comes Gallagher into Diaz. Watch him go here. Into Kyle Walker. He's going. Pushes across with Jackson. Now he's going to know Rodri and Akanji, who steps into midfield, are potential problems. Gallagher gets in between the two. So if the ball comes short now, he's goal side in between those two players to potentially have an impact. And that's the difference between Tottenham and City. With Tottenham, the fullbacks obviously going into that central midfield area. With City, you're often getting someone come out from centre-back. Cole Palmer very lucky there with a straight pass. And Cucurella goes back to the goalkeeper again. Now Tottenham are probably coming in a bit harder with a press here. Sanchez has got time to think about this. Fernandes pulls to this left-hand side and it drags Rodri over. Again, Diaz has gone with Gallagher. So the dropping short as well is pulling people out of position. You can see as soon as it goes long, Diaz is in a fight to get back into position. Akanji deals with it. Comes to Doku. And you see Gallagher's position here, like a natural 10 without the ball. He's comfortably goal side of Rodri, but goes a bit deeper. That's possibly because City have more players in the pockets on the edge of the area that you'd be concerned about than Tottenham, for example. And Palmer does well there to force the goal kick. He was good again. Bernardo Silva is having a brilliant little spell, actually. And this lad was, in my opinion, fully deserving of his England call-up, Cole Palmer. Thoroughly impressed with what I saw of him on Sunday, but particularly at White Hart Lane. Played really well. So again, it's not too difficult for Chelsea to come out. Here's Gallagher gone short, and the key is taking Rodri with him. And now Chelsea have the ball goal side of Rodri. Now Rodri, in fairness, gets back in. Fernandes tries to take him on. Now, because Fernandes moved forward and he's playing against a team like City, Gallagher's naturally sat off, becomes almost a double pivot partner for Casado in this moment. He's sensible about what he's doing. Don't overcommit against an opponent like that. Your teammate's making a run, sitting for him. That's natural instinct, I think, of a top player. But you probably see watching this to the Tottenham game, Chelsea having a little bit more joy and control with the ball, which obviously they would later get in the Tottenham game, admittedly, as well. So Gallagher here right in against Rodri, as we would expect. Mark Cucurella will never go to a Barber's. And the ball goes direct to the other side of the pitch. And Gallagher stays goal side of Rodri. Obviously got to be goal side because the ball's now in their half, if you will. City go backwards from the throw. You can see Gallagher right into the back of Rodri. Yeah, as Rodri comes short, Gallagher goes to him, nearly wins it off. It's a really nice pass from Rodri, actually. Look at the work here to get into Akanji because he stepped out. He's now a danger. So Gallagher is dealing with both players there. Then he's cute enough to get himself up, play the pass to Jackson. And actually, Chelsea worked the situation really nicely. Alvarez should probably get booked there for a foul on Enzo Fernandez, but advantage is played. Sterling is able to attack. Cucurella on the outside. And Foden does really well to get a little nick on the ball. Nico, you can wind this bit on to Palmer taking the corner and Edison claims. Now, when Edison claims like that, you got to be aware of the counter-attack straight away, and Edison bowls out to the left-hand side into Bernardo Silva. Gallagher, he's behind Rodri and realises it, gets back in, stops himself, just shadows with him. And again, now he's thinking about stopping the passing line. And there's Rodri. You can't have eyes in the back of your head. He has disappeared off him and played the pass. City are through lines. And that's why Rodri's one of the best in the world at what he does. It's simplistic, but it's incredibly effective. And it's difficult to stop that. But Gallagher pulls him out of position here. And then Chelsea can play round corners, third man runs, and they're off. And they're attacking down that right-hand side again, which was a real problem with Doku playing on the left wing for City. You can see Gallagher attacking the box down the left-hand side here. Now, there's a turnover. What happens? So I think Chelsea think there's going to be a foul there, but obviously Haaland picks the ball up and City are breaking. And when this happened and Bernardo Silva did that, I thought, oh, he's decided Chelsea have had too much of the ball here. We need control. Gallagher, you can see they're around Rodri, and then City come to the right-hand side. So Gallagher did make it, importantly, back into his man, Rodri. Foden plays Walker for the overlap, and it gets cleared for a corner by Cucurella, and we can leave it there. I think this has had a huge impact for Chelsea, both offensively and defensively, using Gallagher in this role. It might not be perfect on the eye in terms of his technical qualities, but I think it inspires others around him and allows Chelsea to press from the front and be aggressive. And it's part why they've had good results against good teams. It's not coincidental. Also, since this switch, in the 6 Premier League games that Chelsea have played, they've picked up 11 points. That's despite playing City and Arsenal at home and Tottenham away in that period. It's even had the anomaly of the Brentford loss in there. And I recall what I said on the time after that game. Chelsea played really well for half hour, then struggled a little bit once they didn't get the early goal. And that can happen when you play a side that's well-drilled, such as Brentford. Gallagher is an option for England next summer as well. This is something, if England plays, say, Spain in the Euros next year, England needs to think about this. But I don't know how you play him in that position rather than Jude Bellingham. But he's got to be a place for him in the squad. And the beauty of this, looking even just at the brief kind of openings of these games against Tottenham and Manchester City, is that despite playing the same role, he's got many different facets to his play in terms of man marking, pressing, stopping passing lines, dragging people out of position. And he's a good link player. Like, he is good on the ball. He's just not a technical number 10 specialist, but he is good on the ball. He's a really good player, incredibly hardworking. And yeah, I think that nickname will stick now, the Duracell Bunny, despite the fact playing for a team that I don't really like. That's all for Talking Tactics. Ciao for now. Messi,